This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The number of Wisconsin newborns experiencing opioid withdrawal has quadrupled in the last decade. In the second of three stories, WPR's Kyla Calvert-Mason reports on a new pediatrics practice in La Crosse that cares for these children and their families and is seeing success.
Katrina's first prenatal appointment at Gunderson Health happened when she was already 7 months pregnant. She tried another doctor first, who asked what was wrong with her that she waited so long to seek care. What was wrong, she says, was drug addiction.
Fear and shame were like the driving factors that made it really difficult to go and even say to myself, like, this is really happening.
The clinic she found at Gunderson treats high-risk expectant mothers, particularly those battling addiction. Despite their support, Katrina, who asked to be identified only by her first name, says she was scared when she gave birth to her now one-year-old son, Leo.
I just felt like I didn't deserve to be his mom. And I loved him too much to let go.
That's where Dr. Ann Budzak's Gunder Kids Clinic came in. It started in December of 2015, a few months before Leo was born.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
The idea grew out of her work in child abuse.
Hi, girl. How are you today?
I was seeing many, many children for child abuse evaluations and thought that if there were a way to intervene earlier in that child's life, that we might have been able to prevent what was happening.
The practice now cares for about 50 children who experienced withdrawal after birth. Families have 17 appointments in the baby's first year of life, compared to 7 for the average infant. Nurse Caitlin Lillard-Pierce says they ask patients a lot of questions at each appointment that aren't about their child's physical health.
Have they changed housing locations? Do they have enough to eat? Do they have any difficulty getting to this appointment? We address if they have enough supplies for the baby. We also ask questions about their sobriety.
Katrina says they've helped her with things like formula and diapers, but when the staff dubbed themselves Team Leo, she says she began to think of them as family.
He gets the best care with people who are like really invested in him. In him developing and growing to be a healthy, normal child, I knew that I needed those people to help me. I just didn't know how much it would help.
The clinic includes a social worker to connect families with resources like housing or food assistance. It also houses a psychologist who works with the kids and their parents. But Zach says their approach is paying off.
We are seeing folks who are working very hard to be the best parents they can be. Many of the babies in our program have siblings that their parents are not raising because of the struggles they had prior to this child being born.
Katrina has 3 older children who don't live with her. She says the clinic has helped her see that something like providing a predictable routine can be a big part of being the mom she wants to be.
I think growing up for me, I never felt that, you know, and so that was really important for me to hear because it was something that simple, like just having him on a routine every single day or where he's knowing what's going to happen, that's providing stability. I mean, it's not like you have to do all these crazy things to show your kid that you love them.
Budzak says Gunderson currently foots the bill for most of the care the Gunder kids' families receive. But in the long run, she says the financial and social benefits of supporting stable families are immeasurable. Kyla Calvert-Mason, Wisconsin Public Radio.